Good morning. My guest this morning is Simon Factor from the Santa Rosa Arts Center. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning, Roland. A pleasure to be here.
Well, tell us about the Santa Rosa Arts Center that has such a portentous feel about it. At last, someplace that seems to be an official headquarters for the arts in Santa Rosa.
Yeah. Well, we're about a year old. We had our anniversary in September, proceeding out of Chroma Gallery, which was there for 4 years in the same location at 312 South A Street, which is in the SOFA Arts District, so South of A Arts District, which is 28 artists and many galleries and studios. And you probably know it from Winter Blast, which is our big event, which I'll talk about in a couple of minutes.
There's an event coming up tomorrow, November 26th, 7:30 p.m., the New Sky Band in concert. Talk about
wonderful
them.
Group of musicians led by Robin Pliskin and Michael Bryant, who do beautiful harmonies of Americana and blues and some jazz thrown in there. It's a benefit for Santa Rosa Arts Center.
Are they a local group?
Yeah, they're a local group, yes. And they live West County, and we're going to have also Susan Ballinger on fiddle and Ted Dutcher on bass and Bill on guitar.
Well, it says that that their repertoire includes over 300 songs spanning the period of 1930 to the present.
Right.
That's a lot of music.
They're going to be doing probably more Americana, I believe, you know, towards that.
I would expect that. What else is coming up at the Santa Rosa Arts Center, a.k.a. Chroma Gallery?
Right. Every month we do First Friday. The next one is November 2nd, and that's from 5 to 8, where we all the studios are open in the community, and there's often entertainment. And this next Friday, First Friday, we're going to have an art show, a pop-up art show in our gallery of some of the members of Santa Rosa Arts Center, such as the board members. And also we have a show called Wonder and Whimsy, which is an amazing show of collage and assemblage. And that's up until November 17th, which happens to be also the date of Winter Blast. Winter Blast, where we close off all the streets in the neighborhood and people bring their sofas, their decorated sofas, for a parade down the street.
I guess naming the Arts District was started in New York. And it's great to see that happening right here in Santa Rosa. Particularly, there is so much art in Santa Rosa now as compared to when I moved to Santa Rosa 40-odd years ago.
Yeah, people are telling me now that we have an arts destination here, and we're also including music and literary arts at Santa Rosa Arts Center. And it's certainly going to expand much more into the educational realm for children and all. We're going to try to get some more murals up in the neighborhood soon.
Do you have a particular artist or a particular performer that you would really love to see at the Art Center?
Tom Waits.
Oh, boy, you didn't have to wait for seconds.
Our neighbor Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. The Santa Rosa Art Center Chroma Gallery, 312 South A Street in Santa Rosa. The telephone number is 293-6051. And watch this space and other spaces, because a lot is happening in the art gallery scene in Santa Rosa.
Thank you very much, Roland.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org/RSS.